You know, if I say M Crowd Restaurant Group to you, you're probably going to scratch your head or be glassy-eyed. But if I say Mi Cocina or Taco Diner or maybe the Mercury, well, then you're going to be enlightened. And there's the outfit that that owns Mi Cocina and Taco Diner and the Mercury, and their CEO, now as of a year and a half, and president, is Edgar Guevara, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate that.
So tell me about your impressions. A year and a half of and you're a veteran of the industry. I figured that we'd be seeing Mi Cocinas all over the country by now.
Well, that may be down the path here in the future. I can tell you that I feel privileged to run the organization that I'm running today, M Crowd Restaurant Group. I was a guest for 17 years, loyal guest, love the service, love the ambiance, love the food. And it's really fun to be able to make the impacts that we're making today. Taking back, doing some of the things that we used to do back in the day. And like you said, I've been here about a year and a half. And my first approach was to really listen to our guests and listen to our team members and bring back some of that. I thought we lost a bit of our panache or that chic style that Miko.
Yeah, and because that's the kind of thing I was trying to put my finger, because you're not El Chico's or El Phoenix. I mean, you're a price point above that, and it's a different kind of a place, but it's not really high end. But it almost seems like it carved out a position in that business.
Yeah, it was, when I first got here, the first thing I did is I sat down with a lot of our restaurant directors. Those are the people who lead our restaurants, to really understand, hey, what's happened over the years? We've been here for 27 years. We had some amazing years. What is it that we are all about? And it was consistent. It was about the quality of the facilities that we had, these buildings that were unique to Dallas and had this amazing ambiance, the quality of the ingredients that we served, and then the level of service. The one thing that they always talked about was that everything we did was structured around the waiter and making it easy for our servers to take care of the guests, right? So I'm sure you've had a Mambo or two in your life, and we're very quick at getting those to you. And part of that is because we allow our servers to grab those margaritas and serve them to our guests so they can get them right away.
You've always had pretty good locations. The first one, and I think it actually was the first one I ever went to, was in Preston Forest. But this Highland Park Village location has just been a killer. And then I noticed you closed it down, and then everybody was really excited when you opened it back up. What did you do to it?
Well, we called it a light remodel. So we took it down to the studs is what we did. So the building itself is quite old. And so we did some work to get it up to code, adding sprinklers, those sorts of things. But we really changed the feel. One of the things that we were trying to do, first of all, we closed the downstairs. We closed the monkey bar. And then we redid that monkey bar, and we really got a lot of the elements of the monkey bar from some visits I did to Mexico City with my culinary director and down to Tulum. And so we brought back this kind of Mexico City vibe with some really classic cocktails that we serve up there. We serve cold-pressed juices up there. So again, bringing up the quality of the ingredients, much like M Crowd had done in the past. We added a terrace above there, so it's a great place to go out and have a drink, hang out on the weekends. And then the downstairs, we took a lot of the similar elements that we had upstairs. We added some warm touches. We really upgraded the quality of the fixtures and the furniture. But it's the same old, same food, same service.
And a great location where you can probably print money, as long as you can get the cars parked in there. I would think that. But so doesn't this concept have legs? I mean, I noticed there's an oddball location where in Tulsa?
Yeah, we have a location in Tulsa.
But that's the only one outside North Texas.
Yeah, it is currently. Yeah, I believe that the concept has legs outside of Dallas and outside of Texas. I think, one of the things that I've tried to do as I've gotten M Crowd is bring back some of the disciplines that we have in large companies. And one of those that we did not have here is discipline around real estate. And so I've hired a real estate professional who's helping us put together a business model so we can understand trade areas and demographics.
Well, now you know that. You opened, you were telling me, 150 Bar Louis all over the country?
Well, I didn't open 150. I opened 35, but I was there when they opened. They had a bunch. But, yeah, You know, what's important is really understanding who your guest is and where they're coming from and the kind of places they like to shop at. And so we're doing a lot of that research now so that we can apply that going forward, whether it's to Dallas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, maybe even further out.
I hadn't thought about it. So you want to be in retail locations where they're, you don't want to have a, you couldn't envision a freestanding Mi Cocina.
Well, I think you can if you're in the right retail location, but a lot of it has to do with demographics, right? It has to do with, you know, how many people are around that can come to have lunch with you, how many people do you have in the area within a 3-mile circle. But primarily, most of those drivers are retail. A lot of our locations are successful because we have ladies and gentlemen that are out shopping and or there's a lot of business around where we have strong lunch locations.
Is there anything new, anything you can do to Mexican food? I mean, what that hasn't been done?
Well, look, I think probably not, but what we really believe and what I believe at M Crowd is it's about the quality of the ingredients. So I'll tell you a quick story. When I first got here, I met with 12 of our oldest chefs, gentlemen and ladies who'd been with us for 15, 20 years, and we went through every single recipe line by line, ingredient by ingredient. And along the way, what I learned was that we had compromised on the quality of the ingredients and or the recipe. So the first thing I did was I went back to doing something simple that you'll think is crazy, but making chicken stock with actual chicken carcasses. So, that, you know, much Dad. Like our grandmothers made. Bringing back top flake salt that we used to use. We spent a lot of time researching chicken and bringing back the highest quality chicken that we can get out there. So it was really investing in those ingredients.
That's insidious. So you're marketing it taste. Nobody else seems to do that. Everybody else seems to say, well, we've got this thing that's various colors or it fizzes or it's
yeah, no,
got confetti on it.
We focus on quality of ingredient and preparation. We make about 123 recipes from scratch every single day.
We're just talking about Mi Cocina. What about Taco Diner and the Mercury? Are these on the back burner for right now?
Well, no. You know, I can tell you that when I got here, one of the things I noticed about Taco Diner was that it was, I called it Mi Cocina Light. Yeah. We had many of the same dishes at Taco Diner that we had at Mi Cocina, so I think it lost its identity. It started out with this Mexico City vibe, and it had kind of turned into this semi-Tex-Mex Mexico City. So the first thing we did is we changed the entire menu. And so we, again, I mentioned to you that we spent time in Mexico, we spent time at taquerias, we spent time across Mexico City really understanding the cuisine. And so we came back and reinserted a lot of the legacy recipes with a twist here and there and something that was a little bit more relevant to today's guest. And I tell you, we had a lot of people that were not happy with me when we made those changes. Yeah. But we basically gave it its own identity. We created an amazing frozen drink for Taco Diner, the Frozen Paloma, which is an amazing drink. And so we're starting to see success with it now. You know, we're starting to see that people are, when they want Tex-Mex, they come to Mi Cocina. When they want a little bit more Mexican, they head over to Taco Diner.
Well, Taco Diner is a smaller footprint, right?
It is. It's much smaller.
So you think that it would fit in more locations.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we're still continuing to figure out what is it about that concept that we need to continue to work with so that we can grow it. And, you know, at the Mercury, I think the only thing we did is I spent a lot of time with Chris Ward, who's our chef there and partner, and talked a lot about what support do you need from me to help you be successful. And across the entire enterprise, we invested a significant amount of capital fixing furniture, upgrading the chairs and or the
There's a big bar scene over there now, too.
Well, I tell you, I think Chris has done an amazing job with the cocktails that he has. And,
another Mercury, though. Wasn't there one in Fort Worth for
there
a
was.
While?
There was, yeah.
And I obviously didn't worry. Yeah. But anyway, so you're going to stay with one location for that?
For now, yeah, we will for now, yeah. But, you know, there may be a time and a place where we can come back and do some new things with Chris Ward, whether it's another Mercury or another concept. Who knows?
God, it's hard to believe. 1991 was the first Mi Cocina, but... interesting. It's got to be fun to see what you do with it. Great concept. The president and CEO of M Crowd is Edgar Guevara. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate
it. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.